Hey guys, in today's episode, what we're going to talk about is this. First, you're a weirdo, but next, you're a genius. Don't ever forget that. This is how it works in the real world. If you want to accomplish something great, if you want to set a huge vision and actually go after it, and I'm talking about a vision that most people can't even wrap their head around. When you want to do something big with your life, I need you to understand. First, you're a weirdo. Next, you're a genius. And so in today's episode, what we're going to talk about are four phases to becoming a genius. Let's talk about it. Welcome to another episode of Career Strategies. My name is Rodney Hughes, Mr. 100%, and today's episode is being brought to you by Interview Prep University. It is a 100% free virtual training platform that is designed to help you exponentially improve your job interview skills when preparing for a upcoming telephone, video, or face-to-face interview. If you'd like to gain immediate access to this free virtual training platform, all you have to do is go to the website www.interviewprepuniversity.com. Again, that's www.interviewprepuniversity.com. It's 100% free and you don't have to subscribe for anything. Go to the website, you'll gain immediate access. Again, that's www.interviewprepuniversity.com. Okay, so let's talk about it. Again. First, you're a weirdo. Next, you're a genius. That's how it works. When you look back through time and you look at the people who have thrusted us forward into greatness, I don't care whether you're talking about Walt Disney, whether you're talking about Steve Jobs, whether you're talking about Frederick Douglass, it doesn't matter who we're talking about. When you look at the people who have accomplished phenomenal things that had never been done before, what I need you to understand is that these people started off being perceived as weirdos. Yep, I promise you, there were a lot of people that viewed them as a weirdo first. And then at some point, someday, hopefully while they were alive, but in a lot of instances, it happened after they left this planet, they then became known as a genius. Okay? So hopefully, you want to do something great with your life. I promise you this, I believe in my heart of heart that God created you to be great. I don't care who you are. I don't care whether you believe in God or don't believe in God. Quite honestly, I hope you do believe in God, but if you don't, it's okay. This is my opinion. I believe that every person was created with a seed of greatness inside of them. Thank God. Okay. And what I want you to understand is if you want to really tap into your genius, because again, I think everybody has it. I think everybody has a seed of genius inside of them. It's just a matter of, are you going to explore it? And are you going to try to really tap into that seed of greatness that's inside of you? But if you decide that you are going to try to explore it and that you are going to try to tap into that seed of greatness inside of you, then I want you to understand that there are four phases to becoming a genius. Like when I look at the trajectory of the people that I've studied throughout time who have accomplished phenomenal things from scratch, and I'm talking about from scratch. I'm not talking about someone who just, you know, lucked up or stumbled into a... I don't want to say lucked up. I don't like that word. I'm not talking about someone who ended up having advantages that they were able to leverage to have the success that they have in their career. I'm talking, this message is more so for someone starting from the bottom, that's trying to be great at something, that's trying to leave their mark on the world. There are four phases you need to be aware of, okay? And you need to just be aware of it, because if you're aware of it, it won't surprise you. If you're aware of it, you'll be able to stay motivated through every single phase of it. But if you're not cognizant of it, it could throw you off your square, okay? So there are four phases. Phase number one, I call it the decision. It's actually one of the more difficult phases, because here's what happens. Like, for instance, when it comes to any big decision that someone makes, whether it is getting married, whether it is quitting a bad habit, whether it is going after their dream, right? Whatever it is, any big decision, at some point you have to make the decision to start. And a lot of times with a lot of people, that can be one of the hardest things to do, is to make a true decision. Now, here's the thing. Most people will make pseudo decisions or false decisions, which that's really the same thing, but people will make pseudo decisions before they truly make the decision to proceed forward. But here's what I need you to understand. You have to decide to go after it. Like, in your career, when whatever it is you're trying to accomplish, whatever you're trying to do to be great at, whether that's starting your own business and making that be your career, or whether it is becoming a CEO and maybe that's your career path, whether it is, you know, whatever it is you want to set it up to be. But what I want you to understand is, whatever you decide that you want to go after, you're going to have to make the decision to start. And it's going to have to be a real decision. And that can be tough for a lot of people. But you got to start with a real decision. Then phase number two, which is this is probably the toughest phase out of all the phases. I call it the darkness. And why do I call it the darkness? Because especially if you set a big goal that you're trying to accomplish. Now, let me take a little swig of water. Especially if you decide that you're going to go after a big goal, there's going to be this period of darkness. And for some people, that period of darkness may be a week, a month. You know, for some people, it may be a year. For some people, it may be 3 years. For some people, it may be 5 years. For some people, they could get stuck in this phase for 10 years. Where, when I say the darkness, it's where you're doing a lot of work. You're doing a lot of work to position yourself for success, but as it relates to the success that you ultimately desire, nobody really knows you exist. Or not enough of the right people don't know you exist. And so let me give you an example of how this plays in you know, a few different capacities. So, for instance, let's say that you decided right now that you wanted to become a doctor. Well, your darkness phase, first you would have to make the decision, right? You would have to make the official decision to go to medical school. Then once you make that decision and you take action on that, you have just entered into the darkness phase. And that darkness phase, depending on what type of doctor you want to eventually become, is going to be quite a long time. Probably a decade. Okay, at least a decade. Okay, because you're going to have to go through med school. You're going to have to go through your residency. You're going to have to do a lot of different things before you become the established medical professional that you dreamed about years prior. So that whole period of time is going to be the darkness phase. Okay? You're going to be learning. There's going to be a tremendous amount of trial and error in this phase. But this phase is so important because this is where you build character. This is where you separate yourself from all the other weak people out here that aren't willing to stick with their dreams. This is the phase. If you can master getting through this phase, things become a million times easier after that. But this is the ugly part, the darkness. This is where you're tested. How bad do you really want it? Okay? Because you're not going to have a whole bunch of people saying, go, you can do it, you can do it. You're not. But are you going to remain committed? Are you going to stay focused? Are you going to continue to push through and make it happen? This is the phase. Phase number three, I call it the rhythm. See, the rhythm is when you're just breaking out of the darkness phase, right? So the rhythm is you've gone through a whole bunch of trial and error, and now you're starting to perfect your craft, right? So like with that whole doctor scenario that I gave you, I would say the rhythm phase for that scenario is like when you first start up your own practice as a doctor. So let's say you wanted to be a general doctor, okay, like a family medicine doctor. I would consider the rhythm phase when you actually set up your first office and you actually start moving forward now. Right, you've shadowed behind other people. You've done the work. You're officially a doctor, okay? But now it's about growing the business. It's about setting up your practice. Right now, this is the rhythm phase because you got all the skills now. You have most of the skills that you need to be successful. Now it's about you got to catch your rhythm. Right, you have to start perfecting your craft. Because being a successful doctor is not just about saving lives. I know a lot of people think that's what it's about, but there's a business aspect to this that you have to get good at, right? And that's all a part of perfecting your craft, okay? But here's the last phase, okay, of genius. I call it the monster phase. See, when you get into the monster phase, what happens is that the game starts to slow down. The game starts to slow down. You got it down so pat, okay? You made your decision. You went through the trial and error. You started perfecting your craft, and now you have a system for getting great results. A system. From top to bottom, you're in the monster phase then, because the game starts to slow down and you really start to be able to just catch stride and accomplish massive things. And see, once you get to that phase right there, for however long you stay at that phase, that's where the genius really comes out, okay? All the other stuff was the groundwork for your genius to shine. But once you hit the monster phase and you got the system down pat, whoo, I'm telling you, that's where the magic happens. That's when you're literally at the genius level, when the game starts to slow down, right? And when I say, and just in case you don't know what I mean when I say the game starts to slow down, because that's really more of like a football type terminology. Or not necessarily football, let's just say an athletic sports terminology. Essentially what they mean by that is, like for instance with football, as a linebacker, when you get out there and you start playing football, at first the game is coming at you a million miles an hour, right? You're dealing with all these super fast athletes and all this stuff starts to look like a blur. But as you continue to develop your skill or refine your skill and get more comfortable with the speed of the game, eventually what happens is that your eyes start to calibrate to the speed of the game and you start seeing, it's almost as if the game is not actually slowing down, But because you are so alert and so aware, and you have actually improved your skills to such a level, what ends up happening is it feels as if the game is moving at a slower pace, because you're able to predict things that are going to happen before they happen. And that's where the monster phase is at. The game slows down. You're able to know, okay, if I do this, this, and this, I get this result. Oh, this is about to happen. I've been here. I've done that. This is about to happen. Here's how I'm going to handle this situation. See, the game starts to slow down. And that's where you're able to really tap into your greatness. Okay? So again, the four phases to becoming a genius are: phase number one, the decision. You have to decide that you're going to go after it. Phase number two, the darkness. You're going to have to go through the trial and error in the darkness, where you're not really being appreciated for the work that you're doing, but this is where you get better. Okay? Phase number three, the rhythm. This is where you start to perfect your craft. Phase number four, the monster. Okay? This is where the game starts to slow down. Okay? But here's the key thing I want you to take away from this episode. At every single phase, except for maybe the last phase, and that's just a maybe, the last phase, where you become a monster and the game starts to slow down. But at every other phase, and probably even in the fourth phase, people are gonna still be looking at you like you are a weirdo. You wanna know why? You might as well just get comfortable with it. You might as well just anticipate it. Don't be offended by people looking at you like you're weirdo, or treating you a little bit like you're a weirdo, because you are in some ways a weirdo. Because we live in a world of mediocrity. We live in a world where most people don't want to strive to accomplish great things. That's just the reality of the world that we live in. Most people aren't willing to put the work in to accomplish something great. It's just a fact. So you are weird in that perspective. The moment you decide, right? The moment you go into phase one and you make a true decision that you're going to accomplish something great with your life, for you and your family, there may even be people in your family that look at you like you're a weirdo. Because they don't have, because again, most people are living their life based on mediocrity. They're not really pushing it. They're not trying to accomplish anything at a super high level. So don't be taken aback if people either look at you like you're a weirdo for what it is you're doing, or treat you like you're a weirdo for what you're doing. Because understand this, you stay committed to what it is your vision is that you set for yourself. At some point, and God willing, it will be before you leave this planet, people will eventually say, wow, this person was a genius. Because again, first, you're a weirdo. Next, you're a genius. Now, let me ask you a question. What if I could teach you a step-by-step system that could help you eliminate 99% of your competition and help you exponentially improve your odds of being positioned as the ideal candidate of choice the next time that you're in a job interview situation? Would you be interested in learning more about that? I'm saying, like, would you be interested in learning this so that when you go into a telephone, a video, or a face-to-face interview, there's practically no competition? Because I taught you a system for eliminating your competition. Would you be interested in learning that? Well, if the answer is yes, I want you to order a copy of my book, The Ugly Truth About Getting Hired: How to Land the Job of Your Dreams Regardless of the Competition. You can pick up a copy of this book at www.theuglytruthbook.com. Again, that's www.theuglytruthbook.com. When you place your order for a physical copy of this book, you will immediately gain access to a free downloadable copy of this book so that you can dive immediately into the content that's in this book. I promise you, this is going to be one of the greatest investments that you've ever made in your career. Again, if you'd like to place your order, go to my website, www.theuglytruthbook.com. Listen, thanks so much for checking out this episode. Hopefully you got great value. If you got great value, first do me this favor. Drop me a comment. Let me know what you thought. What was your favorite part about this particular episode? And then the second thing I want you to do is if you got value, share this valuable information with other people. Share this episode on your social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, just any of your social media platforms, and just share it with people and so that they can get the same value that you got out of it. All right. Listen, thank you so much. I will see you in the next episode. Take care.